KUTX 98.9, Sunday Morning Jazz. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We're live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer. And we'd like to welcome a local band, Atlas Mayor. And they have a new EP that really kind of caught my ear. It's called Keyif, K-E-Y-I-F. If you're a regular listener to this program, you know that we play a lot of kind of world music-influenced jazz because it's certainly a trend worldwide in the jazz world. So this is a group that is influenced by, I guess we could say, in a large sense, Middle Eastern music?
That's correct, yeah.
Well, let's give a listen, and then we can kind of maybe talk about the influences and whatnot. This is Atlas Mayor, live in Studio 1A on Sunday Morning Jazz, KUTX 98.9. Live in Studio 1A this morning with the Austin band Atlas Mayor, and that's one of their tunes called Cynthia's Tears. It appears on their new EP, KF, K-E-Y-I-F. Joshua Thompson is the alto sax player. Welcome.
Thank you for having us, Jay. It's great to be here.
You want to quickly introduce the other gentlemen in the group?
Absolutely. We have on oud, Charlie Lockwood. We have Ted Kamat on drums and percussion. With us today, we have Tarek Hassan, and we also have another gentleman, Gary James, who joins us on the bass as well.
So how did this group come together?
I met Charlie Lockwood several years ago, and I was collaborating with different people in the world music community here in Austin, and I really wanted to have a trio or a quartet based around the oud. And I'm from a Middle Eastern enclave outside of Detroit, Dearborn, Michigan. And we just hit it off and have been doing some good work together and found ourselves in Istanbul. And this is our fourth release as a project together, as a band.
So did you go as a band to Istanbul?
We did. And we spent a week there studying music. Mm-hmm. And then we also spent another week touring. And then I stuck around a little bit longer after that as well.
Interestingly, I was in Istanbul a year ago, and then this past summer I was in Morocco, so I've really kind of been absorbing these sounds. There's a particular album out now that I've been playing a lot that maybe our listeners will be familiar with by a trumpet player who's, I think his father was Iraqi. His name is Amir El-Safar.
Yes,
and it's very similar. So then when I got this and I put it on, I was just immediately kind of attracted to it. So other than study there, did you get to play any gigs in Istanbul?
Yeah, we did. We had a great afternoon. We played at a kind of a conservative Muslim university on the European side of Istanbul, and then the next gig was across on the Asia side, and we ended up playing at this avant-garde jazz cafe, which is really cool. So quite the contrast.
And people appreciated the music?
Yes. The students really liked the music. They were clapping, so that really spoke to us. You know, it was great.
Well, the oud is a real major instrument in that part of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. They have the oud on some of their money. So Charlie he had a great time studying. He studied with Nejati Çelik, who's a very famous Turkish oud player and educator there. Mm-hmm.
Are there places here in Austin that you play that our listeners could go check you out?
Yeah, you can find us at Central Market. We just released this EP there with a great belly dance show, and we do some great shows with belly dancers. We're going to be playing at Juiceland on November 15th, kind of a follow-up event, and we're going to be also DJing some of our favorite music that it has inspired us to write music together there at Exploded Records, and we're going to play some selections. And then we'll be at Stay Gold on December 17th.
So if you dig the music, go out and catch it live. This is Atlas Mayor, an Austin band, playing selections off their new EP called Caif. We get you to do another one?
Thank you.
Studio 1A this morning with Atlas Mayor, and that's another tune off of their EP. That was Bete Noire. So to my uneducated ear, music from the Middle East tends to be in minor keys, certainly more than Western music. Am I right?
That would be kind of the correlate to the Western world, sure. Middle Eastern music is based off of the Makhmat system, which has microtones in it. It blends different sounds to the ear that are not always common in the Western world, that may sound at times out of tune to equal temperament. So we use a combination of that system with jazz principles, and we've also incorporated elements of Brazilian music. Our drummer is a Brazilian drummer and jazz drummer. And throughout the years, we've been influenced by Turkish, Egyptian, and some Indian music as well.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in and playing live for us this morning. Joshua Thompson is the alto player and has been talking with us. So you said you grew up in a Middle Eastern enclave outside of Detroit. Tell us a little bit about that.
My high school was 95% Middle Eastern. So a lot of people from Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon, and Iraq as well. And I just grew up in a very diverse neighborhood. These songs were in my ear, and I wanted to pursue this. And Charlie studied music at UCS Santa Barbara and also in Egypt before we went out to Istanbul together. So we had a lot of common interests and put this group together, and it's been a wild journey. You mentioned Morocco. We actually had a piece that featured in the Marrakesh Biennial 5 off our last record, Palindrome. So we'd love to get there at some point as well.
All right. Is there a website people can go to check you guys out?
Sure, atlasmayor.com. Mayor is M-A-I-O-R. Atlas, like the world atlas. We're on SoundCloud, Facebook, YouTube, and all that stuff.
Well, let's get you to do one more before we head on out. Does this one have a title?
This is Roxalela, and this is our interpretation of a Turkish and Egyptian belly dance piece. Thank you.
live in Studio 1A this morning, Atlas Mayor, and some beautiful music. Thank you. Joshua Thompson on the alto sax, Charlie Lockwood on the oud, Tarek Hassan on the upright bass, and Theodore Kamat on percussion, known collectively as Atlas Mayor. You can catch them on November 15th, and that'll be at Juiceland, 4500 Duval. So I take that as 45th in Duval over there. And check them out online as well. Cliff Hargrove has been our engineer this morning, and also we'd like to thank our videographers. So we should have some video to go along with the audio up on our website real soon at KUTX.org. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Morning Jazz here on KUTX 98.9.